perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to a live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. I'm your host, Tammy, and I want to thank you all for tuning in with us tonight. I'm excited. We have Ms. Keisha A. Rivers shortly in with us tonight. She's representing the Carolinas, and so I'm so excited. We've kind of had the show before the show, and I almost just ended the show because she has just ministered to me and blessed my life just before coming on air. So I am so, so very excited. And bear with us tonight. She has been down and out for the last 4 days, sick. And so I'm just really excited about her, just her obedience and her determination to get through tonight's show in spite of how she's feeling. That just shows determination and persistence and her love for what she does. So thank you, Keisha. And we're going to bring her in just here and shortly after we go over the housekeeping things. I want to remind you guys that the chat line is open. Please remember that you do have to be a registered follower in order to connect on the chat line and be able to submit your questions and comments. So if you want to do that, you can do that as you listen. It's a very simple and easy process. Select follow and continue to just go through the prompts that pop up. You can also call in 818-691-7406. Again, 818-691-7406. The way that I will pull you in, if you have a question or comment for tonight, you do have to select the number one. That's only if you have a question or a comment. And then I will pull the call in by identifying the area code and the last four digits of the number that you're calling from. Again, last four digits and area code of the number that you're calling from. Please be ready to present your question or comment promptly so that we can move through the show quickly and have others get their questions in as well. Want to remind you, can't go on without just alerting you or informing you about the trash can concept. That's just my baby, and I continue to be blessed by it. Every phase of my life, it just reminds me sometimes of this concept and how badly I was kind of caught up in my things and just habits and the way that life was. So we ask that you move your trash can from one location to another, preferably one that you use frequently. And for me, it was my trash can in the kitchen. And you just move it from one location in the same room to another. But what we want you to do is monitor how often. If you're normal like us, you'll find yourself going back to that same location, the old location, that is. You'll find yourself going back there. And as you do this, allow yourself to think about this. Our mind keeps up with even the most smallest, what seems to be insignificant things, something as where we put our trash. Our mind keeps up with that. And we do this without much thought process. You'll find yourself right back to where it was, and then it'll dawn on you, I moved this. But allow that to help you understand how our mind keeps up with the smallest, most insignificant things. So if our mind keeps up with things like that, then imagine what else? What else is our mind keeping up with, regardless of if it works for us or not, if it benefits our life or not? We tend to just kind of get caught up in not changing. We get caught up in doing what we do on a daily basis, just kind of going through life as a routine. So remember this, you sow a thought, you reap an action, and when you sow an action, you reap habit. You sow a habit, you reap character, and your character becomes your destiny. So your thoughts are leading you somewhere. And this, again, is so relevant. All of this, the trash can, and you get to talking about thoughts and habits and character. Again, these things are very, very important in life and very relevant, again, to tonight's topic. So I'm finding that kind of regardless of the topic, as long as you're on this journey of self-awareness and transformation and identifying with who you are and ready to make a change in your life, these things will help you. It's so important, our thinking, how we think, what we think, and how we kind of get ourselves in situations, but also out of situations. We have to talk our way into our destiny, think our way into our destiny. So where are your thoughts taking you? Where are your thoughts leading you? And I'm pretty sure after hearing Keisha talk about being released and ready and the other things that she's doing, you're going to be blessed tonight. You're going to be just encouraged to move forward differently, because I went through this, and I'm telling you, it was amazing to me, and it was so timely. I was sharing with Keisha that this weekend was one of the hardest weekends emotionally I've had in a very long time. I mean, it was just one thing after another. But because of the things that I put into my mind, the determination to not be pulled backwards, I pushed my way through. And at this time, on Saturday, I was preparing because I didn't know how much time I would have, so I was trying to, you know, prepare for this show, and so I chose to sit down and really dig deep into it Saturday, and I needed it so much, or I wouldn't have gotten to the point to even prepare for this show, because, again, it was just kind of one thing after another that took place this weekend. So I'm just thankful for the timing of this show. I am going to now bring Ms. Keisha in with us. And again, we just thank you again, because we know that you're not feeling so well tonight, and I just really appreciate you just keeping the time and keeping the show. But Keisha, you are on the air with us, and I'd like for you to just introduce yourself, tell us as much as you'd like to about you and what you're doing, and then we'll get into questions and comments as we go along. Welcome to the show.
Hi, well, thank you very much for having me on, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. And I'm going to apologize for my voice. I've spent the last 5 days in bed. I think I have the flu. So I'm getting over it now, but I didn't want to not make the call in the show tonight, because I try to keep my obligations as much as possible. And I'm a firm believer that when you are supposed to be in a certain place at a certain time, that there are certain people that are supposed to hear that message. And so I didn't want to not be there to share the message at the appointed time. So thank you for having me. And I just wanted to share a little bit about me. My name is Keisha A. Rivers Shorty. And for those of you wondering, no, I am not short. I am actually 5'10". I get that a lot. And I am a personal professional development strategist, and I am a speaker and a consultant. And as a strategist, one of the things that I do is I work with people who are committed to making changes in their lives, which means that you may want to make changes personally, you may want to make changes professionally, but in any event, what I do as a strategist is I help you to visualize where you want to get to, and I help you to deconstruct, to reconstruct, where we actually lay out a path to help you get to where you want to go. And part of one of the things that I came up with in helping my clients go through this process is Released and Ready. And Released and Ready started as a one-day event with a workshop and a conference, and it evolved into more of a system and a lifestyle, and it's one where I encourage people to reflect on their patterns, to redirect their path, to refine their thinking, to rejuvenate their spirit, and then finally to release themselves to act now. And just to give you a little bit of background in terms of how I came into this process, Released and Ready came to me through my journey as an entrepreneur. I was a teacher. I was an adjunct instructor. I've had a couple of different businesses. I went through my own hardships up and down, and the whole premise of Released and Ready came to me when I went through my own personal trials, when I had to have 3 major surgeries in 3.5 weeks, and I was lying in a hospital bed for 14 days. And after I came through my recovery and I was on bed rest and my business was hanging in the balance and I couldn't do anything but lie there and think, this whole notion kind of came to me, and I just was writing. So everything that we're going to talk about tonight, everything that I'm going to share with you tonight came out of that that whole process of reflecting, that whole process of looking over everything that I had gone through in my life and everything that I had shared with my clients, both as a business consultant and a nonprofit consultant, but also in talking with my clients and helping them go through their process. And one of the things that we're going to stress with you throughout this is, before you can become ready to do anything, before you can make a concerted effort to make any changes, you have to first release yourself to act. You have to first make a decision to say that you are going to be different. And once you have made a decision, decisions must be honored with action. And a lot of people say, well, I choose to do this or I choose to do that. And one of the things I always tell people about choices is that choices are selecting from things that are presented before you. But making a decision means that you are taking the impetus. You are taking charge. And you are the one that is in control. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about with Released and Ready is about you becoming the one that's in control. And as a strategist, I work with people who are committed to becoming released and ready and becoming the ones who are in control and making the decisions and honoring those decisions with action. Because facing a life or death situation, facing a crossroads in your life spiritually or personally or professionally or financially or health-wise, whatever the case may be, all of that requires you to make a decision. And until you are ready to make a decision and then honor that decision with action, then you're not going to make any changes in your life. You're not going to make any long-term systemic changes so that you can have a new life. And your life is just that. It's your life. So Released and Ready is not motivational speak. It's not inspirational speak. It is about hard facts. It is about reflecting on your patterns. It's about redirecting your path. It's about refining your thinking. It's, yes, rejuvenating your spirit, but it's releasing yourself, forgiving yourself, giving yourself permission to act now. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And you can find me, of course, on Facebook, Keisha A. River Shorty. My website, releasedandready.com, has information about several different aspects of the program. I talked about being the creator of your success, not a victim of your circumstance. I talked about your gifts, talents, and abilities. I talked about self-talk and the power of language. I talk about evicting the element of fear. All of those things which I have found through working with clients and working with people at different aspects of their lives have caused them, for one reason or another, to be unable to release aspects of who they are and release the gifts and the talents of who they are so that they can become ready to step into what fuels their passion, aligns with their purpose, and builds their legacy. Because ultimately, those three things are what you're here to do.
Keisha, I have a question for you. What's your opinion as it relates to why do you feel it's so difficult for people to take action? You hear people, you know, talk about it, and whatever else, but when it comes to truly taking action, why do you think, just your opinion, it's so difficult for people to step out and do?
It's fear. That is the one thing. It's fear. And it's not just fear of failure, but it's fear of success. Because, and I will tell you this, everybody understands fear of failure. Well, I don't want to go out because, you know, what if I fail? What if it doesn't go right? And you get paralyzed by that fear. Everybody understands that. But a lot of people don't understand that there is a fear of success. Because I'm working, I'm quote-unquote grinding. I've been struggling this hard. I've been trying to make ends meet. I've been trying to work this hard. there are people who are so used to always trying to make it that once they get that promotion, once they get that business going, once they make it, there's nothing else to quote-unquote grind for. So once you make it, what happens then? One of my podcasts that I recorded was, you know, there's that fear of success. What happens when you make it? You know, are you really good enough? Are you really the person that you've built yourself up in your mind's eye to be? Are you really the one that belongs in that circle with everybody else? And so people have fear of not only not making it, but then of what happens once I do make it. So part of this whole release and ready is I have a process that I help people go through, which is evicting the element of fear. I call it the boogeyman doesn't live here anymore. And you have to understand and realize what it is you're afraid of. You have to name it. You have to identify it. You have to look at the worst case scenario, but then you have to look at the success scenario in terms of identifying what are the best things that could happen, and then look at what it is that you would do in each case, plan for it, and then move forward. Because until you face that fear and understand what you're going to do in the face of that fear, then you can't move past it.
Okay. I wish I remembered what this was. Last night, actually, it was a young man who, and it was actually like a little skit or something that came on, and this young man, it was about young our youth, and this young man was pointing a gun at someone, threatening to kill them, and the principal comes out, and he says, "I'm not afraid to die." She says, "You're not. You are afraid to live." And that kind of reminded me of that when you talked about, you know, the fear and that they're sure used to always trying. So many of us are living that life. You know, yeah, we'll say we're not afraid to die or not afraid of this, but we are afraid to live and expect that abundant life, that peaceful life. It's almost like we're afraid of it. I totally agree with you, and I've never looked at it that way. It's just we get so caught up in trying until that becomes, that's what we live by. That fuels us, so to speak.
Exactly. And I mean, because think about it. How many times, well, and one of the things I talk about is the power of language and self-talk. How many times when you ask people how they're doing and they say, "Oh, I'm tired," or, "Oh, you know, I'm making it," or, "Oh, you know, I'm just getting by," and, "Oh," and they say all of these things that are negative. But when you instead start saying things like, "Okay, you're not tired, you feel tired," or, "You're not really, you know, worn out, you feel worn out." You know, there's a difference in being tired and feeling tired. There's a difference in being down and feeling down. Feeling this way is temporary. Being this way is permanent. We give a lot of temporary conditions and temporary emotions a permanent condition by the way we describe it. And when we talk about the things that we do in life, we're always talking about grinding. It's not about the grind. It's about the climb. When you're working towards something that's fueling your passion, aligned with your purpose and building your legacy, if this is something that you are truly put here to do, and this is something that you are truly impassioned about doing, and this is something that you really want to do, this isn't a grind. This isn't something that you hate doing. This is about something you are climbing towards. This is something that gives you joy. So why is it a grind? I don't want to grind. I don't want to work. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy this. This is something that gives me peace. This is something that gives me joy. This is something I get lost in. This isn't something that makes me want to go, "Oh, why do I have to do this again?" So when people talk about "I'm on my grind," I don't want to report to a grind. Instead, I want to report to a climb. So when we change our language, we change our perception. And when we change our perception, we change our mentality. And when we change our mentality, we change our way of thinking about everything. So then we're able to release a lot of the fear, a lot of the apprehension, a lot of the ways of thinking about things and going about doing things. And then we can release a lot of the apprehension and a lot of the fear. And then we can release our gifts and our talent, and we can start living fully in the abilities that we have been gifted with. Because all of the things that we say and all of the things that we do, all that does is that keeps us from walking in the true purpose and the true passion and the true abilities that we have been blessed with. What we do instead is we bind ourselves and we limit ourselves by the things that we do because we are fearful of living in who we are and what we are. Nobody wants to be truly known for who we are. We don't want to be recognized. You know, I'm 5'10", and for the longest time, I used to walk into a room and try to remain invisible because being 5'10 and a woman, you can't miss me. There's no way you could miss me when I walk into a room. But now I walk into a room, I'm 5'10", and I wear 5.5-inch heels. Try to miss me now.
You know, when you said, I'm so tired, it registered something with me again. About 2 weeks ago, there's this person in my life that, and I wish she was on tonight, because I would really, really just call her in without her selecting the number one. But I said to her, I am so sick of you saying you're tired, because I feel like it's just that it had become a habit. Not that she was really tired, it just has become a habit for her to say that, and there's something that it gives her. And I had just about had all I could take of it that particular day, and I said, I'm so sick of you saying those words. Please say something else. Please don't be tired anymore. So, again, I just think it's so important that we realize, again, words have power, our thoughts have power in our life, and we just have to get to a point to where we begin to take action. I listened to you talk about your personal trials and where you were when all of this started to come about. So often I feel we are put in situations and in places and circumstances because if we would allow that inner strength to manifest, we would find our passion, our purpose, our dreams. And so often I feel like it takes that for many of us, if not all of us, it takes that. It's just that we miss that mark, that opportunity so often until we find ourselves having to repeat it again. But it is there where I feel that we find our most strength and really find out who we are, you know, what we are made of and what we're capable of enduring and going through and coming out, just sparkling. For me, I know, you know, that does work. Even like this weekend, I'm thankful because I'm on the other side of it now, and I really see that there was so much growth through that.
Exactly. And one of the things that really came out of it, and I always tell people, you know, I'm too stubborn to give up. You know, I just can't, because I'm too stubborn to say that something beat me. I lived in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. I spent 5 days on a roof and with water all around, and I didn't know if I was going to get out. And a lot of people look at me and they're like, wait, you were in Hurricane Katrina, you lost everything, and you came back? Yeah. Wait, you're not in a padded room somewhere? And you came back, yeah. And I just go over it, and I don't miss a beat. Okay, and then after that, you had the 3 surgeries in 3.5 weeks, and you were in the hospital, and you almost died. Yeah. Wait. Back up, and wait. So you had 2 things? Yeah. And you're still doing this? Yeah. So that's when I look at them and I say, okay, I've had these 2 major life occurrences, not even counting when 9/11 happened and my first business went bankrupt. and I lost everything and had to start over again. So that's three. So when I look at my life and I talk about my life, when I choose to share those things, and then if you want to compare notes, and I say, okay, so what do you got? You know, I don't want to have to say, all right, if you want to compare and say, you know, you don't want to have to tell people, you know, look at, you know, because one thing to somebody is worse, you know, to somebody else. But
right.
Whenever you look at what people are going through, one of the things that you have to realize is everything that happens to you and everything that happens within you, you have the power to decide whether it's going to make you or break you. There are people who went bankrupt in 9/11 who didn't come out of it. There were people who were trapped on a roof in Hurricane Katrina who didn't come out of it. There were people who had three surgeries and were in a hospital for 14 days with tubes down their throat and their organs were failing who didn't come out of the hospital. I survived all three of those. What made me different from somebody else is that I made a decision and I followed it up with action. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying that I made a decision. Released and Ready is about reflecting on your patterns, redirecting your path, refining your thinking, rejuvenating your spirit, and releasing yourself to act. It's about fueling your passion, aligning with your purpose, and building your legacy. It's not about taking my story and making it your own. It's about looking inside of your heart and your spirit and seeing what are the things that resonate with you. It's about understanding your fears. It's about understanding your shortcomings. It's about honoring your life and the gifts and the talents and abilities that you were blessed with and you were born with so that you can be the person that you were meant to be. Everyone was created for a purpose. And the thing that you were meant to be and the thing that you were meant to do is to be able to do something that's supposed to impact someone's life in some way. I'm a teacher. I'm a speaker. That's what I do. So what I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So therefore, this is what I do. Whatever it is that you do that thing. And Released and Ready is about you releasing yourself to do that thing that fuels your passion, aligns with your purpose, and builds your legacy. Not that you become a carbon copy of me, not that you become a carbon copy of Tammy or anybody else, but that you become the person that you were meant to be. And this whole process is helping you to become and discover who that is, but you have to make a decision. You have to honor that decision with action. And you can't try on all these different pieces of other people.
Right. Great point. I do feel people often, we have our eyes on everybody else and everything else, and I feel that the lack of people that are operating and living in their day-to-day purpose and passion is one of our number one reasons for that void, that mm-hmm. nagging hunger, I call it, because we're so far from who we are, and we're this way at work. I'll never forget, I read in Erica Murray's book, CEO to the Power of You, the first time, and that registered to my spirit as well, is you're this way at work, you're this way at home, you're this way with this mm-hmm. group of friends, you're this way at church. Well, who are you? By the time you're all these people, who are you? Do you even know who you are? And so your
exactly.
eyes on everybody and everything until you are just a confused little person trying to live in this big world.
Exactly. And one of the main things, and you always hear people say, fake it till you make it. And I hate that saying, because faking it until you make it means that you are dishonoring who you are. You're not supposed to fake it until you make it. You're supposed to learn it as you become it. Because if you learn it as you become it, then you are giving yourself permission to make mistakes. You're giving yourself permission to explore. You're giving yourself permission to say you're not perfect. But faking it until you make it is just saying that you are not good enough and you have to be somebody else because you're not perfect. So I always tell people, don't give me that fake it until you make it. Say that you're learning it as you become it.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And one of the things that we had talked about before the show was, you know, my company's name is the CARS Group, K-A-R-S, which it stands for my name, Keisha Annette Rashorty, but it's also knowledge always reigns supreme. And information is static. Knowledge is dynamic. I can give you all the information in the world. What we're putting out tonight is information. But until you take that information and do something with it, it does not become knowledge. Knowledge is actionable. Knowledge is information that has been put to use. So knowledge is dynamic. At the CARS Group, I don't specialize in static information. I don't just give you stuff just to hear myself speak. I specialize in knowledge because what I want to do is I want to take information and I want to help you, to teach you, to work with you, to turn it into dynamic knowledge so that you can in turn make your life better.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at, if you don't mind, let's go to the reflect, the redirect, refine, and all of those. Let's start with just number one, the reflect. And you say reflect your patterns. I think people need to realize patterns could go right in hand with habits. And I'm so big on our you know, thoughts leading to actions and actions habit. We don't quite realize often how those patterns and habits are leading, where they're leading us, and that they are leading us. So let's talk a little bit about how someone, and I know it sounds simple, but how can one begin to reflect on those patterns in order to begin this process to be released and ready?
One of the main things that I always tell people that they have to start with is they have to start with two things, honesty and vulnerability. To be willing to be honest, and you have to be willing to be vulnerable and honest with yourself. And the first thing that I always tell them to do, and I'm a big proponent of having a journal or a binder or something where you're going to write it down and no one else is going to read it. So you have to start understanding your triggers, and you have to start understanding your behaviors and those triggers. And there's a pattern for certain behaviors and a pattern for certain triggers. Things don't just keep happening to you. That's not the way it works. There are certain things that happen all the time based on the way that you respond or based on the ways that you do things. So you have to be honest and you have to be vulnerable and you have to write down, what were you thinking? What were you feeling? What was your thought process? What happened during this time? And when we say reflect, we're not only talking about writing down all the facts about it, but we're also talking about writing down your feelings and your thoughts and your impressions, not changing it based on the way you want it to go or you thought it should have gone. We're talking about being honest. And if you notice that you keep ending up in the same situation over and over again, then you might want to look at the pattern and say, you know what, why is it that I always seem to end up in the same situation where, you know, my bills are never paid on time? That's a pattern. Or I always end up in a situation where my friends are always angry at me for some reason. That's a pattern. Or, you know, I have, you know, I'm estranged from my family. That's a pattern. Or, you know, I get to a certain level at work and I end up in a certain situation. That's a pattern. So reflecting on your patterns means that, one, you have to be honest and vulnerable enough to identify them, and two, you need to be honest enough to identify that these are actual patterns, and looking at them and being able to pull them out and say, okay, what are the patterns and what are the triggers?
Okay, the triggers.
Exactly. And then once you've identified the triggers, then that leads us into number two, because redirecting your path means that you have to understand what the triggers are to be able to understand how you need to shift your path or shift your actions so that you don't recreate those patterns.
Wow. That's exactly where you had redirect your path. I have noted there, where are you going? You know, where are you going? And it goes back to this, you know, so a thought, reap an action, so an action, reap a habit. We, again, have to go back to those patterns because if we don't acknowledge them, I like how you say write them down in its truth, honesty, and then be vulnerable in that journal or some sort of book or writings that you do where you can go back and reflect upon them and really see yourself for who you are, because it's easy. You know how we tell our story and it sounds different to us than it does to the person who's listening, and vice versa. Some people will say, well, I could never put up with that, but you know that they have put up worse in your mind. And so I think it's very, very important what you said about the reflect and be honest and be vulnerable and write it down in real life. Write it down exactly the way you were feeling and determine those triggers, because only then you will know how to redirect those. And then not only that, really understand when those triggers come forth. You'll be able to identify and able to in order to direct them. So,
And then once you understand those triggers and you're starting to redirect your path, then you can start refining your thinking, because your triggers come about because you're thinking a certain way. Because you think a certain way, you act a certain way. So you can't start redirecting your path and start redirecting the way that you act until you start refining your thinking. So redirecting your path and refining your thinking go hand in hand, because you're understanding your triggers and you're understanding, okay, I don't need to be in this situation, or hey, I'm coming up on this situation. Usually when I'm in this situation, this is what sets me off. I usually start saying this. I usually do this, and this is what happens. Okay, let me refine my thinking and let me start doing this instead, or let me start thinking this instead. So now you maybe have a different thought pattern. Maybe you have a different mantra that you say. Maybe you have a different set of words or a positive life message or something else that you meditate on. Something else that refines your way of thinking about it, or maybe you turn a negative experience into something that's more of a positive experience, because instead of blaming yourself for a situation, you understand that you've released yourself from it, because you understand that it really wasn't your fault. And that was a situation that you had no control over, and it's not your fault, so you don't blame yourself, so therefore you don't get yourself into that situation anymore.
Right.
There are a number of different reasons that you can refine your thinking about it.
You know, when I looked up refine, I'm sorry, when I looked up refine, it brought about remove impurities or unwanted elements, a purifying process to reduce to a pure state, to free from coarse, unsuitable, or immoral characteristics. And that just took me to renew the mind. In order to be transformed, we have to renew our mind. And again, we don't think about, and that's why I love the trash can concept, because when you go back to that trash can, I want you to think, why am I still crazy coming back to this space knowing that I've moved this day after day after day? And so again, think about how just think about that for a minute, and then think about the process of refine your thinking. So I need to get to a point where I'm constantly doing that to a point. I need to create a pattern of refining my thinking, renewing my mind that will direct me to the path, to my purpose, to my passion. But you have to know that, and like you said, reflect. You have to do that in order to know who you are, but where you want to go, and get that sense of direction to that path through renewing. Wow. So rejuvenate your spirit.
Yep. And once you're able to refine your mind, get rid of those impurities, the other thing that you have to have, and this is where we fall remiss, because we'll start a process and we'll go for a little bit, and then everyone starts feeling run down. Everyone starts feeling tired. You're not always going to be up and cheerful and the life of the party all of the time. You have to build in some ways of rejuvenating your spirit. You have to. Even if this is the thing that you love doing all of the time, you have to build in some ways of rejuvenation. Because when you pour out, what happens when you keep pouring out? Your glass becomes empty. You have to find some way of refilling yourself. So you have to figure out some way of rejuvenating your spirit. And part of that can be in a hobby. Some part of that can be in finding friends or like-minded people that you can talk to. Some of that may be in spending quiet time with yourself. Some of that may be in meditation. Just different ways of recharging your battery. Some of that may just be in rest. You can't always spend all of your time constantly pouring out. You have to rejuvenate your spirit. You have to spend time on yourself. You have to have a hobby. You have to have fun. You have to have some you time that is outside of what you do for a living. All work and no play doesn't work. So you have to have some time when you're rejuvenating your spirit, where you're having fun, where you're laughing. One of the things that I made a commitment to this year was that I was going to spend more time doing some things outside of my business. I love photography. And so I was going to spend more time actually pursuing my hobby of photography. So I started a photo blog. It's completely outside of the realm of my business. It has nothing to do with my business. But I was blessed with a camera. Somebody bought me a camera, and I have photography equipment now, so I'm going to go take pictures. And I posted on a blog just for me because I like taking pictures. So I go and I do that. Just making time for you to do whatever you need to do. It might be going to watch a movie. It might be going to go walk on the mall. Do something to rejuvenate your spirit. And then the final thing is release yourself to act. Now, some people are like, well, why do I need to release myself? Because, you know, I'm ready. I've done all this stuff, and, you know, I'm ready to go. But a lot of times we have to give ourselves permission to act. We have to tell ourselves it's okay to act. If we're the first person in our family to go above and beyond to start our own business, we have to release ourselves and tell ourselves it's okay to not be like everybody else. If we're the first person who is going to go above and beyond expectations, we have to tell ourselves, if you're the first person who is going to leave the rest of your circle behind to go above and beyond, you have to release yourself and tell yourself it's okay to do that. If you're moving above and beyond where you've normally functioned, you have to release yourself and tell yourself it's okay. You have to give yourself permission to be great. And a lot of us don't do that. And as a result, we keep circling around the same old spot waiting and saying, I don't know why I can't go any further. And it's because we haven't given ourselves permission, because we feel guilty about leaving other people behind, because we feel guilty about being successful, because we feel guilty and we say, you know, I know that these are things, there's greater and there's more things that I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't want to be the one to stand out, or I don't want to be the one to go forward, or I don't want to be the one to just release it. It's okay. You can do it. It's fine.
Wow.
Release
you
all
know,
of it.
The rejuvenate, I like when it, I looked up rejuvenate and it's breathed new life into, reawakening,
mm-hmm.
refresh. Very, very important. And I think a lot of us get lost in that, and we get tired and feel like this journey is not successful, the journey of all the things that we went through, the, you know, released and ready, the reflect, redirect, mm-hmm. refine. We feel if we don't get that new life into us, it's kind of like if you go outside and you're out all day, and if you don't come in and take a good bath, you don't
mm-hmm.
sleep as well. You have to
exactly.
stop for yourself. So I want our callers, we have many out. I don't know if it's just so good and you're like me, you're really reflecting on all the information, but please, now is a good time to go ahead and get your questions in. Keisha, what I'd like for you to do, just for the sake of making sure everybody has your information, go ahead and give that out once again. I'm going to check the chat line, and then I want just everyone who's listening online with us, if you do have a question, remember, you do have to select the number 1, and I'll pull you into queue by identifying your area code and the last 4 digits of the number that you're calling from. So, Keisha, go ahead and give your contact information out again, websites and all of that good stuff.
Okay. You can find my website is releasedandready.com, and that's released with a D, and ready.com. You can find me on Facebook, Keisha A. Rivers Shorty. You can also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/releasedandready. And you'll be able to also find me on my my company website at carsgroup.com. That's carsgroup.com. And
okay.
I'm actually starting my next Released and Ready group in 2 weeks, in mid-February. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're doing a cruise retreat, a 7-day Released and Ready retreat in November for women. That's
okay, so when you say group, you're starting the group in 2 weeks. Is this something that people typically will, you start like at a certain number, you get a certain number of people that go through the Released and Ready, kind of take this journey together?
Yes, and when I do the group, part of what I do with that is I have a maximum of 12 people, and they go through the journey. And for this one, it'll be 6 weeks, and we will meet. We'll have a Facebook group that we go through online, and we'll have weekly conference calls, and we'll have email assignments that we'll do. And for this one, it will be 6 weeks, and we'll go through the entire process, and we'll have a different theme every week. And we'll talk about being the creator of your success. We'll talk about maybe the element of fear. We'll talk about understanding the people that you need to have in your life. We'll talk about taking action and making decision. We'll talk about reflection and reinvention. And so we'll have a different theme that we'll go through every week. So they'll go through the entire process and kind of help them to understand, visualize where they want to be, and help them to go through the entire process for 6 weeks.
Okay, and how many do you have spaces available for the one that's
yes.
coming up in a few weeks? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there, I'm sure there is a cost. Are you okay with telling us that, or should someone contact you directly for that?
Actually, I'm in the process of putting together the final decision on that. It's going to be a 6-week program, and if you have the code released, and I'm actually doing an application process for it. So if they actually go to my website at releasedandready.com, and if they submit, because we'll have the email form and everything up on tomorrow, I believe, because the webmaster, I've been sick for the last 5 days, so I haven't put it up yet. But the there's going to be a special pricing for that. So if they, because they're listening to this show, they'll actually be able to get it at a discount.
Okay.
So
the code is released.
Yes, the code is released, and I believe there, I can't find the, and I don't remember what it is, but I know it's going to be a discounted price for the people who are listening to this show.
Okay.
But they can go to my website, and if they click on the, they can click on the contact form and email me and just tell me that they wanted information and they found out about it by listening to the show, and I'll send them the information on it.
Okay.
Because we're
going
to be updating it on the website.
Okay, and they go on the website, releaseandready.com, correct?
Yep. Yes, they can.
Okay.
And I apologize for not having it up. I've been sick for the past 5 days, and my brain is a little muddy right now.
That's okay. I will put it out. I will put it out on the show details on the Blog Talk and on my Facebook, and for those who, for whatever reason, go back and listen to the show, or they can contact me directly, and I'll get them over to you or go on your site. So there's all kinds of ways to get it. But, again, if you have questions or comments, go ahead and get those in. We seem to be pretty clear for questions and comments. I thought that we'd have some, at least. But I think you've did such a good job with really explaining this. And it comes to a point where, really, for our listeners, it's about action. It's how bad are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? How are you ready, I guess? Are you ready? Because for the most part, I feel that we are released. We've been released in some sense. It's just a matter of, are you ready? Because if you're ready, least or not, if you're ready and you begin to take action and you commit, which is a word that we don't hear a lot, and people, I don't even think about commitment or being committed to anything these days. But if you're ready to take action, you commit to that action, no matter what. Keep your mind, if you remember what we just went through, the reflect, the redirect, refine, and don't forget to rejuvenate, and then release. There's that action. At the end of the day, without that action consistently, you're going to always find yourself back, right back where you started, or in those same situations. Like you said, Keisha, it doesn't keep happening to us for no reason. We have to be able to determine and reflect on those patterns and those triggers. That's a new one for me, and those triggers, in order to understand, okay, here's one of the triggers. You know, it's almost as if when you hear a gunshot, you usually run. When that trigger comes, we need to instantly start reflecting so that we can redirect. Where do we go from here? Where are we going from this trigger? What did we do last time, and where did it lead us, so to speak? So great, great, great information. Okay, well, our audience is very quiet. I'm glad we're not going to keep you long tonight. So I wanted to try to do it in under an hour. For our chat line listeners, if again, you're out there, if you guys want to send something in, go ahead and do that now, because we're going to work to bring it to an end. I want to, again, just say thank you. I know you're not feeling well and haven't been for the last few days, so I thank you again just for your commitment to coming on the show and giving it. And I like what you said, that when you make an appointment for something, that you realize that it is for someone and you don't want to cancel it. And that's a wonderful way to look at life, as we're always pouring out, as you said, and someone needs this tonight. I need it. A great deal of it is just that we kind of had the show before the show, and I certainly had my show Saturday going through all of your information. So I, again, want to thank you for your commitment and coming on the show. So I guess what we'll do is have you, if you don't mind, once more, and again, that's just because I want people to make sure that they have all of your information, and I'm hopeful that someone will decide to go through this program. I'm really thinking about doing it myself. I want to connect with you and see what the times are like and see how my schedule fits in. But if for some of our listeners, if it's someone that kind of want to partner with me and we go through this together, I would love to have a partner go through this six weeks. I think it's
and
always
the, and
good.
The great, Yeah, the great thing about and the reason why I decided to do it as a group is because the ladies that I did, there was a group of ladies that I worked with. We did the group last year, actually a year ago in January, and they are still fast friends from a year ago in January when they did it. And they have such a bond, and they've been collaborating and working together and just developed such a friendship, because there's something about going through that. And I'm very selective in the people that I bring into the group, because I want it to be a safe place for you to go through that process. And it's not one of those type of groups where you lay yourself bare and, you know, people are going to strip you down, but it's one of those places where we build each other up as we go through this whole process. And it's about supporting you as you go through this and helping you to become released and ready, and being there for you as you go through this. And I can tell you...
Is all of it specifically online, or is there... I know, because there may be... Like, I'm in Tennessee, and some other people may be somewhere else. Like, is all of it basically kind of done online because of the geographical location?
We have our online group, and we have our phone conferences once a week. So it's online and by phone, and I give you email assignments that you do, and we discuss those. So we have our group chat that we do by phone, by conference.
Okay.
And so we all have a chance to talk. And the ladies that we did, that were in the group before, they were from all over. They were from New York and St. Louis and Maryland and South Carolina and Texas and all over. So it was the same situation. They were from all over. And they actually didn't meet face-to-face until they went on our first cruise last year. So.
Okay. Great. Anybody from the Tennessee area, Memphis area that you can, I know, probably not know right offhand, but I wonder, like, if there's a way to, if someone here has gone through it before, is there a way to connect, where there's a connection started to where maybe some smaller groups going on based off of your concept within those cities? Have you ever had people that maybe don't know each other in the same city end up connecting that did not go through the class together?
Oh, yeah. And part of what we ended up doing is we had some, there were actually a couple of ladies, there's one of the ladies who, she originally lived in St. Louis, and she relocated to Virginia, and she ended up meeting one of the ladies who, two of the ladies who lived in Virginia. She went and actually met them after they participated in the, we connected them together. So it becomes a sisterhood. So it's more of a collaborative, supportive group. And one of the things that I really want to do with it is to have, I want all of the groups to start connecting with each other. So even though the group that I started with before, a lot of them they're going through my second phase. So they won't be on the calls with you guys, but they'll be mixing in with you guys later on, so they'll be able to connect with you for some of the other things that we'll do, and we'll be able to connect. So I want to have collaborative groups so that with some of the other things that you're doing, I'll be able to connect you with some of the other ladies who are in, you know, other parts. So there'll be that collaborative link.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm building a network across the country.
Great. And what about speaking for anybody listening, whether live tonight or listening to the archive shows? Do you travel for speaking engagements?
Yes, actually, I will be doing a Released and Ready tour the second half of the year. I am in the process of putting my schedule together, and I'll be doing a live presentation of the Released and Ready sessions. And there'll be one to two day sessions that I'll be hosting. I did some last year, and so I'll be doing about 5 sessions this year, the second half of the year. So I'm in the process of putting my calendar together now. So if you have a request for me to come to your neck of the woods, let me know, because I'm in the process of kind of planning out my calendar.
Okay. And the best way for people to reach you is all right there at releasedandready.com. They'll be able to submit something there for anything. Okay. Great. Great.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Well, great. Well, I want to extend out to our listeners, if it's someone that says, especially if you're in Tennessee, but don't have to be, but if you're in this area and you think I might want to do that, and I just want to throw out there for listeners, if you're feeling some kind of way and you continue to feel some kind of way, do something different. Step out and do something like this. Open doors that you normally would walk past. Because, as Keisha said, you know, we feel guilty sometimes about being the first to break out of whatever it is that you're holding on to. We feel guilty, or we feel some kind of way about being the first out of our family or group of friends or whatever it is. Step out a bit. And believe it or not, people, you will lose some people. You will lose some things. I just cannot deny that. I have to say that. You will lose a lot of things and a lot of people. But that's okay, because what you will do is find yourself. And there's nothing better to do than find yourself. Although my weekend was challenging, the ability for me to know that I was able to talk myself through my moments, my times, was amazing to me now that I'm on the other side of it. A year ago, I don't know if I would have been able to really just talk my way through and out to keep my mind on where I'm going, on my goal, and remember the actions that I've put forth for that path and not give all that up. Because if you give it up and start over, it's going to be just that much harder. So open a door. If this is something that you think you might want to do, think about it. And make a decision. And if it's not this, do something. If it's nothing but pick up a book and read it, if that's not your thing, go eat dinner by yourself. It could be something as small as that. Spend some time with you. Get to know you. Start that journaling Keisha mentioned. And be honest and vulnerable about the things, the patterns and the triggers. That's a start, just to start there. She's given us a lot of information that otherwise people would have to pay for. So go back and listen to this show. That's a start as well. I know that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to tonight, and I'm going to listen to this show again, because I receive more in just listening without thinking about what next is someone in the chat line or someone on the phone line. So go back and do that and take your notes. So, Keisha, again, we hope that you feel better and get well soon, very soon. And I want to thank you again for sure for the commitment and just hanging in here with us for this hour. And I just look forward to what is to come. And I'm going to reach out to you about the class coming up and try to bring along some of my friends to do this as well. So what happens if you get more than 12? Then they'll have to wait until the next one?
Well, if I get more than 12, because I'm doing, I can do two classes at once, because I'm doing a, I'm only meeting with the class once a week, so I'm able to do two classes at once. So if I get more than the 12, then I'll split them, but I don't want to have a big group, because I don't want you guys to get lost in the group.
Okay. So. Well, great. I guess any final words, anything you want to give out to our listeners before we part?
So the only thing that I always tell people is that just remember that the life that you have is yours to live, and that your decision to be released and ready is ultimately yours to make. Nobody can do it for you.
So, that's right. And go out. If you're on Facebook, go out and like the CARS group. LTD page, Align Your Purpose and Build Your Legacy. You'll see her picture up there. And, again, it's the CARS, K-A-R-S group, LTD. If you cannot find it, I've liked it, and you could get on my page and find it from there as well. But the CARS, K-A-R-S group, LTD. Go out and it's just a bundle of positive information on the page there, on the Facebook page. So go out, check out the Facebook page, and do check out the releasedandready.com as well. And don't forget, if there's someone out there that just kind of you're thinking about it, give me a call, shoot me an email or something, and we can maybe kind of put something together and go through this together. I'd like to have a butterfly evolution group go through it at the same time, a group of 12 of our listeners. So that'd be great if we could get 12 people from Butterfly Evolution to go through it together. I would love that. So
that would be a really cool process.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thank you again, and if nothing else, I just hope you feel better and you go and get some rest. And for our listeners out there, thank you all for hanging in with us tonight. As a reminder, I will be on tomorrow night as well, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So if you're available, just come back and spend some time with Butterfly Evolution. If not, then I will be back on next Monday. So I want to just say thanks to everyone again for tuning in. And, Keisha, I am released and I am ready even the more now. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks to all of our listeners.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, have a great night.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. But I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it
found a brand new kind of free. careful with your ego. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time.
Thank you for tuning into the Butterfly Evolution Show. Have a good night.